Zen and Indy, it's our show.
It's my show.
What you thinking about?
What?
Well, you're deep in thought.
Oh, I always do.
No, sometimes you look super airheady.
Yeah, I think you're projecting.
Well?
Well, what?
What you thinking about?
I was just thinking about how, you know, all good things must come to an end.
Oh, no, not this again.
Hey, guys. Sorry I'm late. I got caught watching a Korean film. Have you guys seen Thieves on Amazon? Oh, it's really good. It's like Ocean's 11, lots of plotting and action. What'd I miss?
Z's talking about ending things.
Are you guys in a relationship? I always knew there was something kooky with you kids.
Don't be daft, Mo.
It's totally okay. I know about kissing cousins.
We're not cousins, we're siblings.
Well, not by birth.
You know what I mean, and Zeddy's talking about ending the show.
What? No, you can't do that. Our listeners will be heartbroken.
Yeah, all five of them.
Oh, come on, that's not true. Granted, we're no Joe Rogan or true crime podcast, but the fleshies love us.
Z thinks the work we put into the show doesn't add up.
It's just that we're terrible at marketing, and we know that there are more fleshies out there who would listen to us if they just knew about us.
And we still haven't gotten our vids up on TikTok yet.
And I have a lot of other projects that I'm juggling.
Oh, yeah? How do you do that? I once saw a fleshy clown juggle, but I've never seen a doggo do it.
He means other things going on besides our show, Mo.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Like my acting career.
What?
It's not a career if you don't get paid.
Well, I get paid, or I'm going to.
Oh, yeah? How? Kisses from mama don't count.
Look, all I'm saying is, I have a lot of things I want to do. I'm still trying to get our book published.
865 Reasons Why Having a Dog is So Much Better Than Having a Kid. It still needs a shorter title.
And yeah, what about that? We haven't even caught up with all 865 reasons yet.
Exactly, because I haven't had the time.
But wait, what am I going to do then if the show's not on anymore?
I don't know. Play with your toys, go for a walk with the Minge, terrorize big dogs at the park.
Oh, right. I guess my days are kind of packed.
What about me? I sleep so much as it is. I need some kind of purpose in life.
Well, that's not my fault, Indy. Why don't you take up knitting?
Maybe I'll become a rapper.
Ha ha.
What? If you can do it and fail miserably, then so can I.
What will you do, Z, really? I mean, besides pretend that you have an acting career.
I don't know, guys. All I know is that Mother said if this podcast of ours doesn't get more listeners than Patreon, she's shutting it down.
Emo is terrible.
Hey, don't talk about Mama that way.
But seriously, why would she care if we continue the podcast or not?
Well, she does do all the editing.
She does?
Yeah, I mean, how do you think all the sound effects, the music get put into the show?
The witchy cats?
Yeah. So yeah, I understand it's a lot of work, but she said if we could somehow scrounge up some more listeners and Patreons.
Well, then she would continue to edit the shows?
Maybe.
Oh, wow, I'm feeling really depressed now. I really enjoy hanging out with you guys and spitting into these microphones.
Yeah, I hate to admit it, but I'll miss shooting the shit with you guys too.
Stop getting so down, guys. We still have an episode to do.
I don't know if I'm up for it.
Yeah, Z, why don't you just do the next segment on your own? I think I need to be by myself for a minute.
Yeah. Me too. I'm so sad I could skip dinner, maybe. Well, maybe. Hey, Indy, could I snuggle next to you?
Mo, did you just hear what I said? I need to be alone right now.
Okay. Sights it.
From the skyscrapers of New York to the coast of California, this is Doggo News.
In Bristol County, Massachusetts, dogs trained to sniff out COVID-19 are being used in children's classrooms, libraries, and cafeterias in order to detect the virus. These dogs, often less than several years old, are trained within a 97.5 accuracy rate. After a dog detects a virus, the area is cleared and disinfected. If the dog detects a flesh bulb frank with the virus, the school then contacts the parents to see if they would like them to be tested. The dogs are trained by using masks that have been infected with COVID-19. The dogs are then rewarded with a toy when they find the same smell, which they indicate by sitting down in front of the infected area.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but this sounds like a great way to get some new toys.
Only you would think like that, Mo.
Oh, so wait, are you guys out of mourning already?
No, but we can't let you just run the podcast by yourself.
Yeah, you're liable to ruin it.
I beg your pardon.
Okay, beg a little harder.
In Antelope Valley, California, an organization called Wolf Connection is helping at-risk youth get in touch with their emotions.
Cool. Do they do therapy sessions where they howl like a wolf?
Nope, even cooler than that. They get to hang out with wolves.
What? Really?
Well, sort of. More than 33 wolf dogs have been rescued and brought to the Wolf Connections Ranch, where the kids and teenagers are able to learn about the animals, go on hikes with them, and learn what it's like to be part of a pack. Edward Amaya, who takes part in the program, said, "I was raised in a household where machismo was a thing. I could get punished if I were to show emotions, and so I would refrain as much as possible from showing anything."
Well, that's why I love being raised by the Minge. I never feel pressured to be macho.
And yet you have a Napoleon complex.
Well, that's separate.
Edward was able to apply the Wolf Connection program through his continuation school, and the program is an 8-week course that aims to teach self-empowerment, leadership, and more by working with wolf dogs. If you want to learn more, you can visit wolfconnection.com.
Wow, that reminds me a bit of our first guest that we had on our show and how the organization she worked with helped ex-cons by pairing them up with dogs.
Can we not reminisce about the beginning of the podcast when we're now talking about the end?
Sorry, it just popped up in my head.
And finally in Doggo News, Senate Bill 103, also known as SB 103 in Nevada, prohibits dog breed discrimination from insurance companies.
Details, please.
The bill states that, quote, insurers will no longer be able to use the breed of a dog to refuse to issue, cancel, refuse to renew, or increase the premium or rate of a policy of insurance based on a specific breed of dog or mixture of dog breeds.
That's fantastic news.
One small step for fleshies, a giant step for dog kind.
Word.
Well, that's another reason why we shouldn't give up on the show. We just started to dip our toes into doggy activism. We can't give up now.
Like I said, Mozart, if for some miraculous reason we were able to get a bunch of new listeners and Patreons, then yes, we should continue our show.
Well, get on those TikTok videos then, Mr. Editor.
I told you, it's mother's fault.
I'm gonna bite her next time I see her.
Oh, don't do that. Although, I have been kind of lately.
Yeah, what's up with that, Z? You've been kind of really curmudgeonly lately. Like an old man. You bit Mama and Daddy like twice in a month. That's unusual even for me.
Yeah, but I don't break the skin.
That's my line.
I just, you know, they're too grabby sometimes. I want to be by myself, and then they try to scoop me up and snuggle with me. And like I've said a gazillion times, a dog needs some alone time.
What are you, a cat?
He's getting old, Bo. It'll happen to you too someday.
No way. I am going to stay forever young. I don't know if you know this or not, but there's a saying, Asian don't raisin.
Yeah, that saying refers to Asian fleshies.
Nope, goes for Asian dogs too. And I am Korean.
You're wackadoodle is what you are.
Monday's Mutts!
Today's Monday's Mutt is the late, great Betty White.
Rest in clone heaven, Betty White.
Betty White was amazing. Not only was she a super talented actress and comedian, but she was also a lover of animals, especially dogs.
Yeah, did you know she often encouraged her fans to consider adopting mixed breed dogs way back when, before it was even considered cool to do so?
Yeah, she even stated that working in Hollywood with dogs, she said that most of them were mutts, like me, and the dog trainers that she worked with even told her that it's easier to train a mutt.
We're hungrier. I'm hungry right now.
And did you know that in the early 70s, she hosted and produced a short-lived talk show called Pet Set, where celebrities were able to bring and show off their pets?
I had no idea.
Yeah, Doris Day and Vincent Price were some of the guests.
Sounds like we have a lot in common with Miss Betty White.
She was a true advocate for animal rights. She even turned down a part in the film As Good As It Gets due to the depiction of animal abuse.
I know exactly what scene she's talking about, when the little dog gets thrown down the laundry chute.
Yep. That was the reason. I mean, imagine how many people got that crazy idea after watching that movie.
Fleshies think they're being funny, but really they're just stupid.
Yep.
She also financially supported different animal rights charities and posed with a pit bull to destigmatize how the breed is often perceived.
And apparently she left part of her inheritance to her dog.
Whoa, baller.
What would you do with $1 million, Mo?
How many bones can you buy with $1 million?
I'd say at least 12.
12? Do you not understand how fleshy money works?
Nah, I deal mostly in crypto.
Here's to you, Betty White. This week's Monday's Mutt.
This week's Monday's Mutt is brought to you by our Fut Kittle tier of Patreons. Leisha Larson, Olga Ekman, Bailey, Lexi, Teresa, Willie Walter, Stife and Tambo London, and Jasmine Paris.
All right, Will, since this could be our farewell episode...
Don't make me cry again. Although technically dogs don't cry. They just whine and whimper.
Yeah, please don't do that. Besides, I didn't say this was definitively our last show. I said it could be. We're just gonna possibly take a little bit longer of a break than normal. Possibly.
Wow, see? I never knew you were so wishy-washy.
Yeah, really?
I'm not wishy-washy. I'm just being realistic. guys, it takes a lot of energy for me to do the show. I have to do my vocal warm-ups.
You mean like yawning?
I have to come up with show topics.
You do that in a day.
I have to convince Mother to edit it.
Back to Mama. It's always Mama's fault.
Well, kind of. I mean, I need someone to blame.
Let me ask you, Z. If you could have anyone's career, who would it be?
Oh, that's easy. Miss Piggy for sure.
Really? I thought for sure you would go Grogu.
Nah, he's too babyish. I've got sex appeal.
And you're more like a pig.
Well, you know, I don't take offense to that. As we've learned from Christopher Vane, pigs are just as smart as dogs.
Sometimes smarter, he said.
Don't be stupid, Mo. Have you ever seen a pig sniff out COVID?
No, but probably because pigs don't play with toys.
They could train them with bacon treats. That would work for me.
I take it back. A pig is smarter than some dogs.
Breed of the Week!
Today's breed of the week is the Airedale Terrier.
Hey, isn't that the type of dog that Daddy grew up with?
Yep, his parents loved Airedale Terriers, so he had a miniature one named Bucky growing up, and then later in life, his parents had a Wire Fox Terrier named Daisy. The two dogs, while technically different breeds, look a lot alike, and they share a lot of things in common.
Rest in peace, Bucky and Daisy. Hope to meet you at the Rainbow Bridge. And shut up, Zeddy.
I didn't say a thing.
Back to the Airedale Terriers. They are clever, friendly, courageous, and known to be hypoallergenic dogs. So if you're allergic to dogs because of their shedding fur, this dog might work for you.
Airedales can range from 22 to 24 inches in height, weigh between 40 to 65 pounds, and have a lifespan of 10 to 13 years.
Too damn short!
They're family-friendly, kid-friendly, and pet-friendly, although they may be wary of strangers.
As they should be.
They can be highly energetic dogs, so lots of exercise is necessary to keep these dogs sane.
Did you know that due to their size and strength, Airedales are nicknamed the King of Terriers?
Bullshit!
Well, see, they are the largest of all the terrier breeds.
Who cares? Size means nothing. I pack a powerful punch in my small 18-pound frame.
Jeez, you're only 18 pounds?
Yeah, Mo, I don't get all the snacks that you do.
The Airedale Terrier comes from the Aire Valley, just north of England, and less than 100 miles from the Scottish border.
They were created to scare away ducks and rats, and are believed to be a product of mixing otter hounds with now-extinct breeds such as the English Black and Tan Terrier.
Airedale served in the British Armed Forces during World War I as messengers, sentries, and guard dogs. In North America, they were known as a 3-in-1 hunting dog because they were able to catch waterfowl, upland game birds, and furred prey.
Oh, I love that game. Angry Birds gets me every time.
The Airedale Terrier was a popular breed with U.S. presidents, including Woodrow Wilson, Calvin Coolidge, and Warren G. Harding.
I had no idea that Warren G. was a rapper and a president.
Different Warren G.
Also, the author John Steinbeck also had an Airedale.
That's so weird considering that he wrote about poisoning dogs.
What are you talking about, Mo?
Haven't you ever heard of his book, The Grapes of Wrath? Pretty sure that's about poisoning dogs.
Oh, DJ.
The Airedale Terrier, this week's Breed of the Week.
I thought we talked about that.
About what?
About this week's Breed of the Week is redundant.
See, this is why we shouldn't let you on the show, Mo.
Speaking of me being on the show, I realize that we haven't used my idea for a segment at all this season.
Well, there are reasons for that.
Like what?
Like there's too much of you on our show as it is.
Oh, come on. This is possibly going to be our last episode.
It won't. It can't.
It might.
Well, then I should get to do my segment.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez, just let him.
What? No.
Jealous much?
Oh, DJ, just do it.
Deep Thoughts with Mozart. Sometimes I get a new toy and I obsess over it, especially if it squeaks. I make it squeak all day and all night, but then sometimes the toy disappears and I forget about it. So love is a lot like a new toy. Sometimes you squeak it so hard it dies, and sometimes you squeak it so hard it disappears. The good news is, if it wasn't meant to be, you'll forget it.
Wow, that was your last thoughtful moment with Mo. That was kind of sad and depressing.
Yeah, was that some kind of secret message to Layla?
Nope, I'm just obsessed with my new toy and I can't find it right now, so I'm trying to convince myself that I'm over it so I don't fall into a deep depression.
Jesus, Mo, is that what happens when you lose a toy?
Pretty much.
Oh man, you need to get a hobby like me and Indy did.
Oh yeah, well what's your favorite pastime?
Sleeping.
Digging deep in doggo health.
The Zeddy and Indy Show do not claim to be experts in pet health, and anything they say is meant for informational or educational purposes and not intended as medical advice. Please consult your veterinarian when treating your dog or pet. Also, fuck kibble.
Scientists are now closer than ever to developing a vaccine for fleshies who are allergic to dogs.
This news comes out of the Osaka Prefecture University, where they've been researching on how to make this groundbreaking vaccine.
A lot of their progress has stemmed from gene study and canine epitopes.
Bless you.
Which are the specific part of the antigens that the immune system recognize.
I bet you there are plenty of fleshies out there who would love to be dog owners but can't because they're allergic.
What do they have? Ferrets?
No, Mo, they usually become cat people.
Yikes.
Really, guys? This is the second time you've summoned us today.
Not true.
The first time, Mo made a comment that he thought we were the ones that edit your dumb show.
Yeah.
Well, then how come you didn't come then?
We were working on a new spell.
Oh, yeah? What kind of spell?
A spell that we can't spell for you.
Why don't you guys spell us a whole new bunch of listeners and Patreons so we can continue the show?
What do you mean? What's wrong with the show?
This might be our last episode.
Relax. Mo's exaggerating. It's not our last show. It's just our last show for a while, maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah, maybe. If we can get more listeners and some Patreons.
Then you'll continue your show?
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, sounds like a good idea. I mean, you two ending it.
You mean you three. It's us three that are the hosts of the show.
Oh, I thought it was the Zeddy and Indy show, not the Zeddy and Indy and Dopey Dope show.
Yeah. Aha, my name's not on the show, but my spirit is.
Cheesy. Anyway, we've been thinking about doing our own podcast.
No way. Come on, really?
We have?
Yes, Freets. Don't you remember? We talked about it last week over those frozen rat bones.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember now.
Yeah.
Anyway, obviously it would be a cat show hosted by us witchy cats.
Oh, yeah? And who would your fleshy guests be? A bunch of weirdo cat ladies?
Good one, Z.
I know.
Cat people are the coolest. You're just jealous because if fleshies had 7 dogs in a small apartment, they wouldn't be crazy. They would be dead because of the stench from all the dog poop everywhere.
Yeah. All right, well, we have a show to wrap up here, so if you don't mind.
Well, you're the ones that summoned us.
Well, that was my mistake. I'll never do that again.
Promises, promises.
Well, even if you don't have a show anymore, we'll still come around now and then just to bug you.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I hope you do.
Strangely, we've grown mildly attached to you, mangy mutts. Even if you're totally uncouth and mindless, you're still our friends.
Aw, Cheesy. We feel the same way about you guys. Is it cool if I call you Cheesy?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not.
Well, good luck finding more listeners.
You guys should make some TikTok videos. That's helped a lot of small business owners.
We know.
Adios, mother lovers.
Smell you later.
Smell ya. You think they were serious about making their own podcast?
I doubt it. What would they talk about? The best catnip to buy or how to get kitty litter out of your paws?
Yeah, well, what if they did, though? We can't let them have more listeners than us.
Yeah, we all know that there are more dog lovers than cat lovers, right?
Are there, though?
I mean, that would be a good topic for another episode if we had another episode.
All right, enough with it. No promises, but like I said, for the gazillionth time, if we can up our listeners and Patreons during the break, besides a few bonus episodes our loyal Patreons will receive, we might come back for another season.
Or at least a few more episodes. I have so many great ideas.
Me too.
Well, we'll see what happens. And in the meantime,
a page from my book.
865 reasons why having a dog is so much better than having a kid.
Reason number 420. Drugs.
We've been watching the HBO show Euphoria lately with Mama and Daddy, and let's just say we're really glad that they don't have any kids.
Yeah, seriously, with all the drugs readily available to children and teens these days, from street drugs to pharmaceuticals, it's no wonder how any kid makes it into adulthood alive and with brain cells.
Guys, this is a pretty dark way to end things if this is our last episode, even if it's just the last episode of the season.
Have you ever done drugs, Mo?
No way. I would never.
Exactly.
Although there was that one time that Aussie brought me those raisinettes.
Which you puked all up.
Oh, I think you're thinking about the snails.
The point is, we doggos wouldn't ever knowingly do drugs. I mean, you fleshies might give us drugs, but we wouldn't, like, suck your d- for them.
Jesus.
Too much euphoria.
I mean, we're definitely not gonna be junkies.
Only junkies for your love.
So that means we'll never have to go to rehab.
Unless, of course, we bite someone, but that's a separate thing.
The only drug we doggos want is the drug called fleshy food.
Hear, hear.
So that just about does it for this season of the Zeddy and Indy Show. We'll be taking a break, but if you become become a patron, you'll get bonus episodes and get exclusive news on if and when we return for another season.
Just go to patreon.com/ The Zeddy and Indy Show, where you can support the show for as little as $3 a month.
Yeah, like Zeddy has said so many times today, if we get enough new listeners and Patreons, we'll have a good reason to return.
You can also subscribe to our podcast to learn when we'll be back by going to our website, thezeddyandindyshow.com, and click on the subscription button.
Don't worry, we'll never give out your information or send you spam because, frankly, we don't have opposable thumbs.
And make sure to give us some feedback on Facebook and follow us on Instagram. And if you're a TikTok fan, you can find us there too, at Zeddy and Indy.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to our show. Please continue to tell all your mutt-loving friends about us, and until next time,
smell you later!